Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and today's episode is going to be a follow-up episode, or a episode to go with episode 33. So this episode I was actually going to record last week, but I decided to talk about the topic that I did in last week's episode, in last week's podcast, because it was just really on the top of my mind, and I felt like it was a really important thing to talk about. So now, this week, I am doing the second half of episode 33. So episode 33 was trends I am not enjoying, trends I'm hating at the moment or disliking, things like that. And today's episode is going to be trends I'm enjoying, or just things in general that I am enjoying, things that work for me. But before we get into that, let's do the weekly segments, starting with the drink of the day. So recently, I have been on a kick of drinking cranberry juice. I just recently realized that I like cranberry juice. And if you guys have been listening to my podcast for a little while, you know that I'm a fan of adrenal cocktails. So today, what I did was I made my normal adrenal cocktail and then I poured my cranberry juice in it because I hadn't drank my cranberry juice yet. I drink one cup a day, like one glass of cranberry juice every day. I wasn't sure how I felt about it at first, but I actually really like it. So basically, it is my. I use the Calm Magnesium brand and I use the raspberry lemon flavor. So it's raspberry lemon Calm Magnesium with half a cup of coconut water, a couple cracks of sea salt, half a lemon juice, and then I did a cup of cranberry juice, like straight 100% cranberry juice, nothing else. And it's pretty good. I'm getting all my liquids in and yeah, definitely would recommend giving it a try. If you like grape juice, cranberry juice is pretty similar to grape juice, I would say. Like it has like that sweetness at the beginning and then like the set little bit of like a sour aftertaste. And yeah, it's just fun to sip on and it tastes good. So that is my drink of the day. Let's get into the weekly recap. I'm having a very crazy, all over the place week, very up and down. Gonna be 100% honest to preface that right now. And I did not plan out the weekly recap at all or write down anything that I did this past week. So I'm going off the top of my head. If I forget anything, I am sorry, but I'm going to try to remember everything that happened from last Thursday until today. So last Thursday, I had my regular classes. I had hip hop and actually no, my hip hop and heels class in the morning was canceled. So I still went to school at the normal time. I walked with my boyfriend and I just ended up sitting at the school and doing computer work because I did not want to be in my room that morning. I was just not having the best morning and I didn't really feel like being alone with my thoughts was the best choice for me. So I decided to still, I was already ready to go before I found out that class was canceled. So I just went to school as if I was going to go to class, and I just ended up hanging out in one of the student lounges working on different assignments and stuff like that. Then I had my modern technique class and my oral communications class, and finally my last class of the day was gymnastics. And then after gymnastics, I had to go straight back to my dorm, drop my bag off, and then my boyfriend and I walked to see opening night of the Broadway musical Bad Cinderella. And it ended up that two of our best friends also had tickets and they were sitting right next to us. And there were a lot of people from our school that were there because our school does free ticket offers. And we somehow managed to get free tickets for opening night of Bad Cinderella. Now, my opinions on that show, whole other topic. But just the experience of going to an opening night of a Broadway show overall was such a fun experience, just being with my friends, and the crowd was really lively, whether or not the show was good. Like, there were definitely different aspects, like, of just like the whole experience that I really enjoyed. Like, the energy was very good there. So, it was a fun night, and that is pretty much all I did on Thursday. Friday, I had ballet in the morning. I had a phone interview in the afternoon, or not in the afternoon, like, right after my ballet class. I have an 8 a.m. ballet class on Fridays. And I get out at 10 from that class. And I had a phone call at 10:15, and the phone interview went well, so we set up an in-person interview for later in the week, which I will get to. After I had the phone call interview, I went to the gym, had lunch, and then I had two more classes. before just coming home and working on editing a YouTube video. I think I did some homework for school, but nothing too crazy. Went down Friday night. It was pretty much just chilling. And yeah, nothing too crazy. Saturday, I went to the gym early in the morning. And it was actually really nice going to the gym pretty early on Saturday. And by early, I mean usually I'm there around like 9:30, 10. I went at like 8. And it really wasn't that busy, which was really nice. Like, I was able to get in and out of there. And then I went to my room, got changed because I had my in-person interview that day. And it was in the Bronx. So I went to Trader Joe's and I picked up one of their, like, ready-made, like, meal things. It was just a black bean burrito with, I think it was Monterey Jack cheese. Or maybe it was, like, a Mexican blend of cheese, something like that. And I put that in my, I brought my backpack with me. I put it in my backpack because I was like, if I get hungry on the train ride home or something, I'm not going to want to have to wait until I get groceries after this job interview to eat. So I got it. And then I also got a HealthAid kombucha. I got like the citrus immune support one or something like that because I saw that there was blood orange in it. And I posted on my story on Instagram, on my main Instagram, that literally if there's a beverage with blood orange in it, I am bound to try it. I'm a sucker for anything blood orange. And no surprise, I really enjoyed the kombucha. Like, it was really good. So, like, might be a new favorite beverage of mine that I'll get from time to time. Who knows? So, yeah, I left over an hour before I needed to be in the Bronx. So I went and got the burrito and the kombucha. I got down to the subway station and found out that the train that I needed to get on was down for maintenance. So this is kind of where all the issues started happening. I had to go farther than 148th Street, but there were no trains going past 148. So I had to get off at 148 and then get on. I had to go to a bus stop and get on a bus and then get to another destination and then walk a decent amount before I got to the interview. And then after the interview, I had to walk to the train station, got on a train that only took me one stop, got off of that at that stop, had to walk a couple blocks to get on a bus that transferred me to another bus, and then that bus took me to a subway station so I could get back to the train that I needed to get back downtown. And I made that sound way simpler than it was, because while dealing with that, there was so many things going on in my head, and I was feeling really anxious, and there was like moments where I was crying and like just trying to figure things out, and it was very stressful. But I'm just glad that I got home safely. Oh, and on top of that, it was pouring rain, so I was getting drenched. That was not fun. And I know how the subway system works here. Like, I'm very good at navigating the subway here. It was just the fact that the signs that they had for stuff set up and like communicating over the intercom for in the subway was really not working, because the trains are so loud, and when they make announcements while the subway is moving, you can't hear anything because all you can hear is like the screech of the subway going on the tracks. So it was just really, I felt like I had no idea what was going on. Anyways, after I got back on Saturday from the Bronx, I was exhausted, like mentally, emotionally, physically exhausted. I knew that if I did not go get groceries that moment, there was no way I was doing it at all. So I, before I could even think about sitting down, came in my room, dropped off my backpack, grabbed my reusable grocery bags, and booked it to Trader Joe's. Got in and out of Trader Joe's in like 30 minutes. Came back to my room, put all my groceries away, and then I decided that I wanted to go down to the Hideaway, which is one of the student areas where we're allowed to hang out. And I read a chapter of my oral history book because we had a chapter that we had to read for homework. So I just figured I'd get that done because I didn't want to have to do it on a school night. So I got that done. I have that class tomorrow. And then after doing the homework, I waited for my boyfriend to come home from work, and
he just sat with me for a little while. I was not feeling great mentally, and I was just exhausted, so we kind of just chilled for a while.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot something super duper important. Friday after school. So I'm having, as I opened up in my last episode, sorry, my brain is all over the place right now. I opened up in my last episode about how I'm doing, and currently I'm doing not very good as well. I've actually feel like I'm getting a little bit worse, and I'm just really dealing with some things, but I am getting help, and I'm talking to people about it, and I'm being honest and open, because I know that keeping it in is not going to do me any good. Friday night, when I got home from class, I was not, like I had said, I had not been doing good like the entire week. And I was making my dinner, and my boyfriend came to my room, knocked on my door. I opened the door, and he's standing there with a bouquet of flowers. I literally started crying. And then he goes, because I was so confused. I was like, why did you give me flowers? Like, what is going on? If you haven't listened to the episode of me interviewing my mom, you wouldn't know, probably wouldn't know. My mom's name is Lynn, and some of my friends call her Mama Lynn. And so he said, these are from Mama Lynn, and gave me the flowers because a fun fact about me is flowers have always kind of been like a really important thing to me. Like, it's pretty much, I'm not a huge like gift person. Like, gifts aren't super important to me. But if I were to receive any gift or like any form of like physical object for someone to show that they like care about me, it is flowers. Flowers have always just like had a special, like they give me like the special feeling in my heart. So whenever I'm having like really hard times, my mom will surprise me with flowers. And because I'm always in these hard times, I forget that she does that. So it really is a surprise when I get them. Like, I don't expect them when I'm going through something tough. I completely forget about it. And then she just surprises me, and it always makes me feel so much better. And yeah, so Friday he brought those, and they were from my mom, my dad, and my brother. And I just thought it was like the sweetest thing ever. And they're still doing really good right now. It's been almost a week, and they're still thriving. They're still alive, and they look beautiful. I don't know what they smell like because I don't really have a sense of smell. So, but they're super colorful and pretty, and they look like they're still like in full bloom and not dying yet. So back to, we talked about Saturday. Sunday, I actually slept in a decent amount. Like, I didn't even get up until 9, which is really sleeping in for me. Like, I was up at like 8:45, but I got up and got out of bed at like 9, had breakfast around like 10, I think. And then I remembered that I needed to edit. I still needed to edit the podcast, like last week's podcast episode for it to go up. And my podcast is supposed to go up at 10 a.m. on Sundays. And I hadn't edited it because Saturday I was just not feeling up to it. And I made the executive decision to just give myself the time to rest because I have just been so stressed recently and mentally, you know, not doing great. And I was just like, I just need to give myself the space to rest and not worry about editing something if I'm not feeling up to it at the moment. So I edited that and got that up. I think I got the episode up by like 12:30 or 1. Then I decided that I wanted to go for a walk. So I went for a walk in Central Park, which was really nice. It wasn't like a super duper long walk, but it was a decent walk. It was just really nice to be in Central Park. Central Park is one of my favorite places to go to like clear my head. So it felt really nice to just kind of like wander around for a little bit. Probably only walked around for like half an hour, but it was still a half an hour well spent, in my opinion. Monday, I had musical theater class and a ballet variations class, and then right after school I had to get changed at the school and then head to the subway station so I could ride on the train to another job interview that I had. I'm currently looking for a job, so you know, depending on how things go, might not have to do any more job interviews, but might have to continue doing job interviews. But I went to a job interview and it went really well, and I should know sometime soon if I have the job. I'll have to do like a trial run for the job before I actually get hired because it's a hostess job and I do have a decent amount of hostess experience. But anyways, I will keep you guys updated on that too if I get that job or not. But after the job interview, came back to my room, made myself some dinner, ate dinner. I was supposed to have tap workshop rehearsal. That got canceled. So I ended up deciding to go to the gym because usually I go to the gym right after school on Mondays. But because I had the job interview, I didn't get to go to the gym. I had to go straight to the job interview. And so I was like, okay, I either want to go for a walk or go to the gym. But it was raining outside. So I was like, okay, going to the gym it is. So I went to the gym, got a lift in. I'm so glad that I got that lift in because if I didn't do it on Monday, I was going to do it today. And I'm doing even worse today than I was on Monday. So I'm just really glad that I did it, you know, and got it done on Monday so I could just rest today. And honestly, if I needed the rest today, I would just give it to myself. Monday, it was more just feeling unmotivated to go, and there was no reason I couldn't go. Like, I had plenty of time. Like, it was only like 5:30 or 6 when I was debating going or not, so I ended up going, and I'm happy that I went. And Monday night, I played Tetris with my boyfriend on the Xbox in the hideaway. Our friend keeps his Xbox in the one of the student lounges and lets us play on it, which is really nice. So yeah, learning how to play Tetris on the Xbox. I've never played it on the Xbox. I've played Tetris before, but the controls are very different on every device that you play it on. So Tuesday, aka yesterday, nothing too crazy happened yesterday. Actually, that's a lie. Theater dance and musical theater, and then I had classical ballet. I went to the gym, came home, had dinner, hung out with my boyfriend, went with him to get dinner. We chilled in the hideaway. Then I got hit with a wave of like extremely anxious thoughts, and I was feeling a sense of panic. I felt myself shut down. And so I told my boyfriend I needed to go to my room and try to calm myself down and like figure out what was going on, and ended up not feeling comfortable with being alone. I didn't feel safe enough being alone. So I called my mom and sat on the phone with her until my boyfriend was able to come sit with me because I had messaged him, but I wanted to be able to have someone, you know, being with me until he answered and came. And I also wanted my mom to know what was going on because I do think it's important for her to know because I know she cares and she helps me a lot, even though, you know, sometimes you may think it's only a phone call. It really does make a big difference. Having her there and being able to just like hear her voice and know that she has her eye on me and she's there for me. So if you're listening to this, Mom, thank you. I really do appreciate it and I hope you know that. That was my night last night. And today has just been kind of a lot of processing what happened last night and like recovering from it and trying to just continue on. I had therapy today and that was a lot of crying and setting up like a safety plan for myself and figuring things out and trying to figure out things for like figuring out weekly therapy and seeing a psychiatrist and stuff like that. I will eventually make an episode going more into depth about my journey with if I do start medication again, things like that, but today just does not feel like the day to talk about that. That is all I have for the weekly recap. Let's get into the highs and the lows of the week. I think my high of the week was probably either my walk in Central Park or seeing the opening night of Bad Cinderella. Not because the show was particularly my favorite show, but because I got to see it with my friends and it was just a really nice energy there, like I said earlier, and it was just fun to experience an opening night of a Broadway show. And I'm sure you guys already know what my low of the week is, but it's basically just this depression that I'm still really fighting and my mental space recently and everything I'm going through. It just really sucks. It really does. I can't even choose one day. Saturday was really bad. Last night was really bad. I just hope that talking about this stuff lets people know that, like, even people who seem like they are functioning normally every day or are getting through their days and things like that, they can really be struggling too.
I am still going to all my classes and showing up for myself in ways that, like, to an average person just looking at me would think that I have it all together, when really I feel like my world is falling apart right now. Mentally, like, I just feel like my mental state is kind of crumbling in front of me, and it's very scary, and it's just hard, like, not knowing what's gonna happen, like, the unknown of what I'm gonna go through with this rough patch is really hard for me to accept and, like, be okay with, but I'm doing my best. Yeah, I just want people to be aware that, like, yeah, I may be surrounded by people I love and have all the support, and I really appreciate that, and I don't take that for granted, and I may be, you know, in the city of my dreams and going to the school of my dreams and pursuing all these things and having the life that I've always dreamed of, I still am facing mental health issues. Anyone can face mental health issues. So please make sure you're checking in on your friends and on your family, on your siblings, on your loved ones, your significant others, because it can hide in the most unexpected places. People who seem to have their shit together may not have their shit together at all. And I'm not going to worry about goals for this week, because I'm really just focusing on doing whatever it is I can to continue to get through this, to survive another day, to keep showing up for myself. And that's not a weekly goal, that is a day-by-day, minute-by-minute goal. So let's get into today's podcast topic. Okay, today's topic is trends that I am enjoying, or just, like, things in general that I'm really enjoying. And for me, trends doesn't mean that it necessarily is, like, trending right now, but it's things that are, like, either have been talked about a lot or have had, like, a big impact on me, or, like, I saw a lot of at one point and it stuck with me, things like that. Let's just get right into it. This is in no particular order, and I'm just gonna kind of go through these, and if I want to go into detail on them, on some of them, I will, but I don't want to make this episode too long. So the first thing I have is long walks outside. If you've been following me on my main Instagram for a long time, you know that I am a hot girl walks girl through and through. I have been going on walks outside since pretty much the day I decided that I wanted to really focus on my mental health and my physical health. I started going on hour walks every single day, even while I was in, like, pandemic, like, online school, all that stuff. I would find an hour in my day where I could just go be by myself outside. Right now, my schedule is really, really busy, where it's hard for me to block out just one whole hour where I walk outside by myself, but I do definitely walk for at least an hour in total pretty much every day outside, like, whether that's, like, to classes or, like, to the gym, things like that. Like, I walk to all those places outside, so I'm still getting that aspect of, like, fresh air and seeing the sky and, like, all that sort of stuff. But definitely during this upcoming, like, springtime and summer, and, like, even into fall, I definitely do want to get back into making it, like, a priority to go on walks as much as possible. Even if it's only prioritizing, like, two longer walks, like, twice a week, whatever it is, I just want to prioritize, like, taking that time for myself, because I could be in such a down mood and I will go on a walk and I will feel so much better. Like, at least a 20% mood boost. My mood increases so much from when I go on walks. And the best thing about it is it's, like, a free form of improvement of your health mentally and physically. And it's a mood booster. It's free entertainment. Like, it's accessible to a decent amount of the population. So don't take it for granted and try to go on some more walks outside and get some fresh air. And it doesn't necessarily have to be alone. It can be with people too. Walks with people outside are really nice. Okay, the next thing that I'm really enjoying right now, and I have been enjoying for a long time, like at least 2 years, is podcasts. I really, really enjoy podcasts. I don't get to listen to as many as I used to, because I used to listen to them 8 hours a day, every day, working when I was back in Wisconsin in my, like, gap year before I came to school here in New York because I graduated early. So, and at my job, I was allowed to listen to music or podcasts and stuff. So I listened to so many podcasts every single day, like probably somewhere anywhere between 5 and 7 episodes of podcasts every single day. And I was subscribed to so many podcasts. And I mean, like, I'm still subscribed to those ones, but I was up to date with every single one of them. And now I'm like so behind because I barely have the time to. But I really like different podcasts that have to do with like health, wellness, fitness, self-improvement, spirituality, things like that. Some of my favorites off the top of my head is the F-Word podcast by Taylor Olson and Sam Taylor, Not Your Typical with Caitlin Nolan, Inside Anna's Mind, Fun and Games podcast, CMOS Girlies. I've been listening to, it used to be called What the Fuck is CMOS, and before that it was called Voice Memos. So, but Kate and Emma, they were like the first podcast I ever actually listened to consistently, and I have been listening to them since the beginning, and I love them so much. Like, I love their podcast so much. Definitely in like the health and wellness space, and very, very informative. Like, they do their research on all their topics that they're talking about, but they also have like a form of comedy to it, and they're realistic with like what's actually accessible to people, and talk about like the elitist aspects of like the wellness, health and wellness industry, and like how it can be actually hard to take care of your health sometimes because the way that the systems are set up. So definitely recommend checking that one out. But yeah, those are just some of my like the ones that stick out in my mind the most of podcasts that I have been enjoying. Or the third thing that I am enjoying is girls lifting weights in the gym. I love seeing other women in the gym lifting weights. It makes me so happy because I remember when I started out in the gym, I was like the only girl there. Like, I feel like I was like the only girl. And now seeing more and more people in the gym that are like girls my age lifting heavy weight makes me so happy that we're like starting to change the narrative, and like more girls are seeing that it's okay to like want to be strong and to grow, and like not necessarily need to feel like we need to shrink ourselves all the time. So it just feels really good. Like, and when you're in the gym and you just like see another girl and you smile at her and you're just like, yeah, I see you. Like, I see you putting in the work. It's just such a good feeling. The fourth thing that I'm really enjoying, if you could not tell by the beginning of this episode or majority of my other episodes, is adrenal cocktails. I like them because they have benefits of helping balance electrolytes, as well as they just taste really good. And I just made a new concoction with one by just adding the cranberry juice to it. And I really, really enjoyed it. So they're just like a fun little beverage to have before you, or like while you're winding down to go to bed, or like to have in the evening. I mean, you can have adrenal cocktails any time of the day, but I say that mine is like my winding down drink because I put my nightly dose of magnesium in it, and it just kind of makes me feel a little bit more relaxed. And yeah, they taste really good. There are plenty of adrenal cocktail recipes on the internet if you just want to search them, but the basis of it is a source of potassium, sodium, and whole food vitamin C, and then I just happen to add my magnesium to it because it tastes really good. Number 5. Period health, or like people being more open about talking about periods, and just like overall like women, like talking about the health of like women's reproductive system, things like that, I find very important. And obviously everyone's journey with it is very different, so you have to do like whatever works for you, but being able to have resources that inform you about how to take care of your body, and like finding, like having resources to find out what is best for you, and like things to try, and like being able to have like credible sources like that you can find in the internet to do that stuff is super duper important. And I'm just very thankful that that is becoming something that is more discussed and is less stigmatized, I guess. Number 6, journaling. I journal every day, every morning. And if I forget to do it in the morning, or I don't have time to, or I'm not feeling up to it in the morning, I will make sure I do it that evening. I have missed, I think, one day, maybe 3 at most. out of 2023 so far. I know for a fact one of the days it was because I genuinely forgot, and the other couple times I think it was just like lack of motivation to do it, or like I just really was not feeling up to it that day, and I tried to multiple times and I just couldn't get myself to. So I'm just very proud of myself for sticking to doing it every single day. It really does help. Even if you feel like you have nothing to write about, just picking up the pen and start writing the first thought that comes to your mind, it will lead somewhere. And sometimes you only fill up half a page. Other times you fill up like 5 pages. It just depends. But it really can help you kind of sort out the thoughts that are happening inside your head and maybe make them seem a little bit less of a big deal, or like make them seem a little bit easier to rationalize. I don't know if that's a word. I might have just made up a word. Who knows? Anyways, number 7 is reading. I'm actually in a reading slump right now. I have not touched my book in probably 2 weeks, and it's probably because my mental health is just not doing great right now, and I have no motivation to do anything, and anytime I have time to relax, I'm like, I just need to sit in silence or like sit and listen to music and not actually have to put a lot of effort into what I'm doing. So kind of miss reading right now, but I also think it's kind of a good thing that I'm just like taking a step back from it and not expecting myself to like read 50 books in a month or whatever, you know, anything crazy like that. So, but usually reading is something that I really, really enjoy. Number 8 and 9 go together, so I'm just going to say them together. Buying yourself flowers and going on solo dates. Basically, acts of self-love to yourself. The trend of like performing acts of self-love and being able to do it in public, like buying yourself a bouquet of flowers, taking yourself out to dinner or lunch or brunch or to a cafe, like things like that. I am all for it, and I definitely want to start doing more solo dates, like more intentional solo dates, whether that's like going to Central Park and like having a picnic by myself, or like I could consider going for a walk by myself for an hour, a solo date, like things like that. Definitely something that I want to be really intentional with, and I think I want to start doing at least one solo date a month and then hopefully be able to work up to like every other week, something like that, but we shall see what happens. And going with the buying yourself flowers and solo dates is romanticizing your life. I have found that like through romanticizing my life and like really making the most out of even the smallest things has really improved my outlook on life and made life seem a lot more special. Also, like recording moments in your life that seem a little bit dull or boring, you realize how special those moments truly are. Like things even as simple as like your breakfast in the morning, taking a photo of that and posting it on Instagram, or like, you know, really romanticizing the moment of like cooking a meal by like playing some jazz music in the background with like the lights dimmed, and like, I don't know, that's just me because like I live in a dorm, so I like have fairy lights, so I'll have my fairy lights on with like my lights off and like sunlight coming in through the window and some like nice music playing while I'm making my dinner. That's really a vibe, and I really enjoy that. But anything you can do to just like continue to romanticize your life and make it feel just that tiny little bit extra special can really go a long ways. Number 11, therapy. I know this is not something that is available to everyone, but it is something that I'm very, very thankful for right now. It is just such a privilege to be able to have therapy and to be able to consider looking for another therapist to hire while I'm here in New York, because I can't see my therapist that is in Wisconsin. And yeah, that's really all I have to say about it. I feel like talking about therapy or considering therapy can be really scary for some people. And yeah, it was really hard for me to find a therapist at first that worked for me. But after I found my therapist, I've been with her for at least like 5 years. And I'm so glad that I have her and that I created the relationship with her that I did. And it's sad that like now I'm going to have to restart that with someone. Having someone that you can go to that is like unbiased and really just hearing what they think would be best for you without having a special connection to anyone else in your life is so important, because it really helps you be able to just like talk to someone and they can reflect back to you and you can see what it truly is that you're saying, what it is you're feeling, because they aren't responding with any sort of judgment. And my last 3 things that I'm really enjoying are like food and drink related. Number 12 is iced coffee. Need I say more? Honestly, iced coffee. It slaps. Number 13, oatmeal. I love oatmeal. Oatmeal has my heart. Any type of oatmeal. It can be plain oatmeal. It can be oatmeal like zucchini oats. It can be protein oats. It can have yogurt in it. It can be baked oats. It can be blended oats. Literally any type of oatmeal, give it to me and I will be happy.
And number 14 is bagels and bagel sandwiches. They are so good. I'm really enjoying making bagel sandwiches to take to school for lunch. And then also just having like a bagel from a bagel shop with like really good cream cheese. So good. I'm still dreaming of that bagel I had last week. That was a French toast bagel with the raw honey and almond cream cheese. So good. Definitely gonna have to go buy myself a bagel sometime soon. Maybe I'll do that as a solo date. Take myself to get a bagel and a coffee. Who knows? Who knows? But with that being said, that is everything that I had to talk to you about today. That is all the trends that I could think of off the top of my head that I am enjoying. And let me know in the comments for this episode's post what other type of topics you would like me to talk about. And let me know some trends that you're enjoying currently, because I'm always curious to hear what you guys have to say. Remember, if you did enjoy this episode, to share it with people that you think need to hear this message or any messages from my other episodes, and leave a rating or review in the podcast store as well as a rating on Spotify. And with all of that being said, this was Just a Thought with me. I will be in your ears next week. Bye.